RAE, the Argentine Radio to the World, presents The Iguazu Falls. Located 1,234 kilometers far from Buenos Aires, the Iguazu Falls are integrated by 275 natural cascades, 80% of which on the Argentine side in the Iguazu River, in the borderline with the Brazilian state of Paraná. The falls were chosen as one of the seven natural wonders of the world in 2011. They belong in the National Park Iguazu, and statistics say that over 4,000 tourists from all over the world visit them on a daily basis, with peaks of up to 10,000 visitors at weekends. Ezequiel Bermejo, the park marketing director, tells us about the falls. Tourists coming to Argentina travel to Iguazu to see an integrated system of 275 falls, unique in the world, surrounded by the Paranaense forest. The Devil's Throat, the most important cascade, looks like the sea falling at the tourists' feet. Landscape and falls are accompanied by the attraction of gastronomy and the regional tastes, such as mandioca, sopa paraguaya, and surubí. They are the compulsory delicacies already elaborated by the Mbia Guarani, an all-native people rooted in the Amazonia whose culture is as rich as the forest's biodiversity they protected and where they always lived. In Argentine Mesopotamia, the potato is replaced by a similar root of different taste known as mandioca. The sopa paraguaya or Paraguayan soup, the surubí, which is the name of fish, and the pacú, another fish, are the delicacies of the region. The evening in Iguazu is imbued with the mild weather of the subtropical forest field mixed with urbanism. Moreover, the evening offer includes bars, restaurants and discos and the unique and majestic view of an ice bar in the city center.
Tenemos un polo que formamos entre dos ciudades, Puerto Iguazú y Foz do Iguazú.
Evening in Iguazu is shared by Brazilians and Argentines drained in the hot weather of the subtropical forest that attracts them to the ice bar, where they can stay up to half an hour before feeling extremely cold. Iguazu has only some days of winter weather throughout the year. The rest is warm and mild as in the northern Mesopotamia region, also integrated by the provinces of Corrientes and Entre Ríos.
Acá prácticamente no hay frío. Si ocurre, ocurre algunos días de junio.
Average temperature in Iguazu is between 25 to 28 centigrades, but when the sun shines in summertime, it can reach 40 degrees centigrades. Therefore, the sun is the engine of open-air activities such as sports or quiet enjoyment. From all sides of the National Park Iguazu, the view is awesome. There are cruises that sail the Iguazu River that offer splendid views of the place.
La fiesta más típica que se da en la provincia de Misiones es la fiesta del inmigrante.
The immigrant festivity is a multiracial meeting tourists can take part in Óvira, 300 kilometers far from the falls. It's the most important festivity in the province of Misiones, and it is held during the first fortnight of September. Many European communities concentrate in Óvira. They arrived in Argentina in the 19th and 20th centuries. Italians, Belarusians, Ukrainians, Poles, Spanish, and Germans, who during the festivity show the world their cultures and traditions thousands away from their motherland. The fauna occupies a special place in the Iguazu environment. The national park offers tourists the so-called bird's house, a natural sanctuary for the preservation of regional animals.
Son unas tierras lindantes con el Parque Nacional Iguazú, es decir, que cuando uno sale de Iguazú,
the Ministry of Ecology of the province of Misiones granted lots where to concentrate all the animals in poor health. The bird's house rescues animals to cure and rehab them. Some could have been crashed over by vehicles or injured in a fight with other animals or injured during a manhunt. The bird's house objective is to reinsert the animals in their natural habitat after rehab. The place can be visited by organized tours that run every 30 minutes. Another place to visit is the San Ignacio Mini Ruins, the most popular of the Jesuits' missions in America, founded at the beginning of the 17th century to preach the Guarani natives. These Jesuit works were brought to the big screen in a film named The Mission, starred by Robert De Niro and Jeremy Irons, and directed by Roland Joffé.
Están 100 kilómetros antes de la ciudad de Posadas. Es un lugar.
At the banks of the Paraná River, also immersed in the forest surrounding San Ignacio, tourists can visit the house where Uruguayan writer Horacio Quiroga lived. The environment was well used by Quiroga in his Tales of the Wild. The house still keeps the furniture, photographs, tools, china, and some manuscripts. According to Ezequiel Bermejo's words, in the San Ignacio ruins, hardly 3 hours by land from the falls, we can breathe the spirit of the organized community and the value of labor as a way to dignify people. It is a place discovered and revealed in 1940 to be shown as they appear today. RAE, the Argentine radio to the world, presented the Iguazu Falls. Production, Pablo Navarro. Technical operation, Julián Carballo. Edition, Esteban Villarruel. Your host, Miriam Turcula.